buddy of mine has a little boy who likes to play Mass. So he'll set up his whole little downstairs table with all the stuff for Mass. His grandma even stitched him a couple chasubles. And he'll go down and he'll celebrate Mass with his little smushed bread and grape juice. And he makes his family come around and they have to be there for it. But he also preaches to them too. So my buddy sent me a video a little while back of one of his little kid's homilies. And he's going, "Did you know?" And he's super like, you know, dramatic. He's like, "Did you know that there are no wheelchairs in heaven?" I'm like, man, wisdom out of the mouth of babes. Because he's right. Did you know there are no wheelchairs in heaven? As you get older, you feel more the effects of your body doesn't quite do the things that it could when you were younger. I don't know if you guys experienced anything like this. I don't recover as quick, you know, after doing things, and even after being ill, it takes a little bit longer to recover. I used to be able to bounce back after a bad night's sleep. You know, body was pretty forgiving on that. Not anymore. You feel it. And the body just sort of aches a lot more in certain places. And Deacon told me it gets worse as you get older. But we feel the effects of death in our body. It's a strange thing. We carry around the effects and a little bit of death in our body at all times. As we get closer to death, we feel it more acutely. It's not like it's just as you get older either. We seem to be at war with our bodies all the time. You know, when you're younger, especially, not like it goes away then either, but, you know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. All the sort of temptations of the flesh, or even in our bodily image, the way we want our bodies to be a certain way, but it doesn't quite respond like we'd like it to. We hate our bodies. We hate them a lot of times because we're at war with them. But of course, it wasn't meant to be like that. This is all a result of the fall. You know, where God is the perfect unity, communion of persons, harmony. Sin and Satan, what he does is he divides everything. Sin divides you away from God. He divides you away from your spouse, planting a wedge there. He divides you from your friends. He divides you even from yourself, even from your own body. You become divided from it. And of course, the final payment of sin is death, in which our soul is divided from our body. When those two, which are meant to be in union and harmony with one another, when they separate, what happens? You're dead. It's death. But there are no wheelchairs in heaven. And it wasn't meant to be like that either. And it's no wonder, in the way in which we war in our bodies, with our bodies, that for the vast majority of history and the vast many peoples, their idea of sort of heaven was one in which when you die, finally your spirit, your soul, is freed from the prison of your body. It sees the body as a prison. That finally when you die, you're freed from that and you can be this pure spirit. That's not Christian. That's not Christian. Christianity is that God himself came and took on our bodies. He took on our flesh. And he did so by taking on the flesh in one of us, in Mary, that through her faith, "Let it be done to me according to your word," God took on our flesh so that he could redeem us and save us and unite us with God and with heaven, not just our souls, but in the full bodily sense. He redeems all of us, every aspect of who we are. And that this is something in which this feast that we celebrate today, in which Mary, within whom God took on flesh, the new tabernacle, the new Eve, that she herself is assumed today into heaven, body and soul, that this is a feast day of great hope for us, because it's a feast day in which this is the great hope that is held in store for us in heaven. That the joys of heaven is not just some detached spiritual joys, yes, but also it's the body and soul. The great way in which you can sit in the sunlight and what that does to a person, both in their body and their soul, when you can have food, the feast, the great feast of heaven, is not just some figurative thing, but where you can have a great feast and you eat it and your whole body just seems to melt in joy because it's physical, it's spiritual, it's who we are. It's worship, where you come and the smell of incense and the sound of beautiful music, angelic music, in your ears, in your nose, and we taste and you feel, because we're embodied creatures and God came and took on our body, and he comes and he takes on our body in you and me as well through faith, through our own fiat. Let it be done to me, God, according to your word. And God takes on flesh in us, in his body, the church. And we receive him, body, soul, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. And this strengthens in us the true flesh and blood, spirit, divinity of Jesus, that we, like Mary, become the body which Jesus himself took on, so that we too, in the end of days, can be assumed and raised from the dead, not just our souls, but our bodies as well. The people you love most dearly who pray God and pray for them, who have died, that pray God they're in heaven, their joy is not yet complete because there hasn't been the resurrection of the body. The resurrection of the body comes at the end. And this is when the joy of those in heaven is in its full culmination. This is the joy and the hope that we celebrate in Mary, in our mother, in the one who is brought up to where our great hope lies, the glory of heaven in soul and body, in our body, blood, our soul, in our divinity. This is the great feast of the Assumption of Mary into heaven. Rejoice. It should give great hope to us now and forever.